An unlikely class of college graduates will walk the stage this coming week. They've gone through an accelerated computer science program that launched 3 years ago. It had a goal of training the children of California's agricultural Salinas Valley for careers in nearby Silicon Valley. But as Krista Almanzon of member station KAZU reports, some are finding their dream jobs a bit closer to home.
Monse Hernandez.
The students walking across the stage at this celebration luncheon might be one of the most demographic-defying classes of computer science graduates this year.
Devin Rasconi.
In a field dominated by white and Asian men, this class is more than 80% Latino and nearly 50% women.
Leticia Sanchez.
They're soon to be graduates of an intensive 3-year bachelor's degree program, now called CSN3. It's a joint venture between Hartnell Community College and Cal State Monterey Bay.
Arturo Lopez.
As the students take their seats at tables with orchid centerpieces, Teresa Matsui walks to the podium. She's the daughter of Salinas Valley orchid farmer Andy Matsui, who had the initial idea for the program and then paid for it by giving every student a Fulbright scholarship.
You're the first cohort of the first program of this kind anywhere in this country or anywhere else we can think of.
The Matsuis wanted to help families similar to those who helped their orchid business grow. Many of the students in this cohort are the children of farm workers or immigrants themselves. The hope was to train them for jobs at Silicon Valley tech giants like Apple, Uber, and Salesforce. And some have accepted jobs at those big-name companies. But since the program launched 3 years ago, a new opportunity has emerged to do high-tech work here in the growing field of agricultural technology. In a heavy machinery workshop at the community college, Jose Diaz and Monse Hernandez are connecting a small box with some wires to a John Deere tractor.
We connected it to the starter.
They both spent their summer interning at Cisco in Silicon Valley, but later took a second internship at local ag tech startup Heavy Connect. It creates software to help farmers streamline administrative tasks. The students are demonstrating a program they built that unlocks the tractor's ignition only after the driver completes a series of safety checks.
And that's an indication that the tractor is unlocked right now. I'm not only doing these projects to help the owners, the farmers themselves, but also figure out ways to help the employees because of all the hard work that they go through, all the long hours in the sun.
While Monse Hernandez is still weighing her post-graduation options, Jose Diaz has accepted a job with Heavy Connect.
Over at Silicon Valley, I feel I'm going to be another worker maintaining a company. But with Heavy Connect, it's going to make a big change. And that's what I want to do, help the community.
It was just luck that there's this talent mill of students that are proving themselves to be technical rock stars by completing a 4-year degree in 3 years in the same town that we're starting this business.
Heavy Connect co-founder Patrick Zelaya has been so impressed with the CSN3 students that he held off filling full-time positions until graduation. He says it's an added benefit that they bring both computer science skills and knowledge of the ag industry. CSN3 co-director Joe Welch says some of the students came to the program from rural parts of the Salinas Valley, where they hadn't been introduced to computer science in high school.
Absent the program, they wouldn't have known about computer science. And absent the program, they wouldn't know how successful they could be if they just worked and worked and worked.
In the Cal State system, only about 28% of students transferring from a community college finish on time. In the CSN3 program, it's 69%. And almost all the others will finish within the next year.
We're seeing the embodiment of grit.
And that grit is proving inspirational to others. Some younger family members are already part of the next cohorts already underway. For NPR News, I'm Krista Almanzon in the Salinas Valley.